If I'm with Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yerushalmi Spavli, Daf Mem, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chofheim base, the last Mishnah of Halach Zayim. Chilef Levin Toy Hoyuke Echa Ben Achim, Lenachla, and Yesh Sham Av, and Achosim Shal Av. Mishnah says if one did Chalitza to his Yerushalmi, he's like a regular brother regarding inheritance. If the father's alive, the father gets the Mace's property. If he did Yibam, he acquires his brother's property. Yudah says, in any case, if the father's alive, the property is the father's. And the world says, Shulaitem Chalitza Potter be a Potter, from the Timur Hakanesis Yivimtoi, Zocha Benechse Achiv, but the Kvasa, Chalitza Yivimtoi, Zocha Benechse Achiv. The world explains that don't say the Chalitza exempts and the relations exempt, just like one who does Yibam acquires his brother's property, similarly one who does Chalitza to his Yivama acquires his brother's property. Therefore, we should need to say that a cholef is like a regular brother for inheritance. Yehuda quoting Shmuel, so the one who gives a mama to his yevama to his unacquired brother's property, even Beis Shammai, who say that mama acquires fully, agree to this, and even Shimon, who is unsure whether mama acquires fully, agrees to this. V'loikur belaza v'narach v'loz v'narach oimer hamama koine kin yengomo v'yevama. This is unlike v'loz v'narach, who said that that mama acquires a yevama fully, and she's totally like one who did yibam. Ayu shtei yevamais asa mama bazu ubal bazu manashach im a mama yivke im v'viya yivke. If there were two yevamas and one gave a mama to this one and have relations with the other one, no matter what you'll say, he acquires his brother's property. Either he acquires through mama or he acquires through relations. Amrav Yosef, ma'achas she'eina yochel l'kayim is achas mehen le'zocha v'nechzei achiv. Amrav Yosef rejects that since he cannot keep either one, means he must divorce both, he didn't acquire his brother's property. V'yitzha v'atavlaya, v'shem v'lozer, tamad of Yehuda, v'haya v'chor she'telhed, ma'kish l'v'chor, Ma b'chor ein yerush b'chay aviv, avzeh ein yerush b'chay aviv. Yisra bat Tavlai said that Yehuda learns from the Pasuk, and Dram Chofei Pasuk Vav, and it will be that the firstborn who will be born, this equates the Yavam to a b'chor, just like a b'chor does not inherit in his father's lifetime, a Yavam does not inherit in his father's lifetime. I ma b'chor yerush l'achamisiz aviv, avzeh yerush l'achamisiz aviv. And the Gemara suggests, well, just like a Bechor inherits an extra portion after his father dies, a Yavam inherits after his father dies. Amar Rizera Mina Ma Bechor Le'yerush B'Shashu Roy Le'yerush Shisei Oid Eina Yerush Avzeh Le'yerush B'Shashu Roy Le'yerush Oid Eina Yerush. And so we reject that saying. We learn from there, just like a Bechor who does not inherit an extra portion when it was proper to inherit, means when his father died, the property was ro'oi, but the father was not muksik in it, does not inherit later when it comes to his father. So a yavam who does not inherit his brother when it was proper to inherit when he did yibam because his father was alive, does not inherit it later after his father dies. V'yaba bar kahana v'chiyah bar ashi v'shem rav halacha k'v Yehuda. Abba kahana quoting v'chiyah bar ashi, quoting rav, said halacha follows the Yehuda. Rishua ben Levi omer halacha k'v Yehuda, where Rishua ben Levi says halacha follows, also says halacha follows of Yehuda. We have all Rav Elazar b'shem Rav Hoshea halacha k'v Yehuda, and we have all quoting Rav Elazar quoting Rav Hoshea said that halacha follows of Yehuda. And Rav Yochanan zimnin sagi yasvis teimei Rav Hoshea l'shamis minei hadam elsa. Rav Yochanan says many times I sat in front of Rav Hoshea, and I never heard this before. Amalei v'leis bar nashtua. Shama Mila Veleis Chavai Shmieli. The brother says, does it not occur that someone hears something that his colleague did not hear? We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Ches. Hoilis Levimtoi, who also became Viseh, Vehi Asura Vekoivov. If Shimon died and Reuven did Chalitza to Leah, he's forbidden to her relatives and she is forbidden to his. Who are also Ve'ima, Ve'imima, Ve'im Aviha, Ve'vita, Ve'vaspita, he may not marry her mother, grandmother's daughter, granddaughters, and not a sister during her lifetime. Ba'aviv, ba'avi aviv, b'vnoi, of a ben b'nai, ba'achiv, of a ben achiv. The brothers are permitted to her relatives. She's forbidden to Reuben's father, his father's father, his son, his son's son, his brother, and his brother's son. Muta adam akrevas tsaras chalutsasai, va'asa, she says, tsaras akrevas chalutsasai. A man is permitted to the relative of the tsar of his chalutsa, but forbidden to the tsar of the relative of his chalutsa. The Gemara says, "Mipnei shechalutzla, halei chalutzla umesa muta ba'ama, be'ima." The Gemara makes an inference: he's forbidden because he did chalutza to her. Had he not, and she died, he would be permitted to her mother. Amar v'yavina hadahi da amar v'yakov ba'acha v'shem evloza shemeres yovam shemesa muta be'ima zika haisalai ba kiran shemesa batlalai zikasa. Ravina supports us. He says this is like Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha taught in the name of Rabbi Elazar. If a Shemeres Yavam died, then the Yavam may marry her mother. He had Zika to the Yavama. It was as if she was Mukadesh to him. When she died, her Zika to him is Batel. And here, once he died, his Zika is Batel. This applies really to the second Perek, and it was unnecessarily put here by the Gemara out of place. Rabbi Avun shamala min debasa v'achoisa bezman shikayemes v'ha'achin mutarin v'achoisa etzal ha'achim loi kamesihi. Rabbi Avun inferred this from the sefer that he may not marry her sister in her lifetime and the brothers are permitted. Is not her sister to the brothers as if she died through chalitza, her hazika to them is batal. Asura ba'aviv v'ba'avi aviv v'vnoi v'ven b'nai v'achiv v'ven achiv. The Mishnah said she's forbidden to Reuben's father, his father's father, his son, his son's son, his brother, and his brother's son. Ada Amma, she nitna shniois lecholetz. And we can infer this teaches that Chachamim forbade shniois to one who did chalitza. Veida Amada, where was this taught? Her issa to Reuben's father is medeiraisa, a daughter-in-law. To his father's father is a shnia, means his son's daughter-in-law, not dependent on chalitza. Bevnai, uven benai, ba'achiv, uven achiv, hada amma, shenitna shniyos lecholetz. The Gemara answers, we learn from his son, his son's son, his brother, and his brother's son. These are forbidden mitzvah rabbanan because his chalutz is like his divorcee. It teaches that they gave shniyos to a cholets. Kinim asnisa, mutu adam akrevas saras chalutzasai, va'asa betsaras krevas chalutzasai. The text of our Mishnah says one's permitted to the relative of the tsar of his chalutza and forbidden to the tsar of the relative of his chalutza. Adam Messiah lahi da'am Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Avina kavachime na'achis chalutzasei shehi medivrehen nitnula chachamim tsara kan sheish kan isach achiois lekol shukein. This supports what Rabbi Hila said in the name of Rabbi Avina. There's a kavachime. Achis chalutzasei is forbidden midrabanan, and even so, Chacham gave an issa to the tsar, means even after chalitza abu to the zika. Here, when sisters fell to yibam from different brothers, there is an issa of sisters, and the zika is intact. All the more so, they forbid the tsaras.